Hi, my name is Denise from a recorded line. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a potential claimant for the hair relaxer claim to transfer. I submitted her information via the portal, and her first name is Towanda. That's T-O-W-A-N-D-A. Last name, Foster.
Okay, Towanda Foster. I don't have her information on here, but I can definitely get that from you. Towanda,
I think if you refresh it, you should see it.
Perfect.
I submitted it like a minute ago.
Uh-huh. Okay, sounds good. Right. Foster okay. As in F-O-S-T-E-R?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it from here.
Okay, no problem.
Hi, Ms. Foster. Once again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Good, are you?
Yeah, so I'm just going to update your information on here. It didn't quite come through just yet. Let me do that before we continue. So Towanda is in T-O-W-A-N-D-A, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me put that in here under first name and then last name, F as in Frank, O, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E, R?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I don't know if this is your phone number 813?
Yes.
813-606-6285?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I have that on here. Perfect. Let's see. Okay. Foster, phone number. Awesome. Okay. So, let me pull up the hair relaxer information here, and we'll go through some questions together. First and foremost, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer, specifically endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Yes.
Which one was it, Ms. Foster?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that. Are you feeling better now?
Yes.
Good to hear. And then, do you know of the subtype?
Stage 1.
I'm sorry, your phone's cutting in and out. You said stage 1?
Yes, 1.
Stage 1. Okay.
Yes.
Do you know if it was clear cell carcinoma? Does that sound familiar?
What? Say that again.
Clear cell carcinoma, small cell carcinoma, germ cell carcinoma. These are just some of the subtypes. If they don't jump out at you, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay. No problem. Are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get the date of diagnosis, please, of the ovarian cancer?
It was July 19, 2022.
Okay. Let me put that on here. July 19th of 2022, date of diagnosis. Okay. And then can I get the diagnosing doctor's name, please?
That diagnosed me?
Yes. And we could look up.
Jim Ashby, the one that diagnosed me.
Okay, we can look him up if we need to. Can you spell out the first name?
G-E-M.
G-E-M?
Uh-huh. Last name is Ashby.
So So that's A S H B Y.
Yes.
M D. What state?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. I do see Jim Ashby, M D, gynecologist, Florida, Wesley Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Let me enter this information in the system here. I see an address 2391 Oak Myrtle Lane, Wesley Chapel, Florida, 33544. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see here. I see a phone number of 813-803-2219. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Just finishing entering this. And doctor. Okay. Okay, perfect. So I have that information. Thank you. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
No. Prior, yes.
Yes. So did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Not prior to being diagnosed. This was before I found out. So I don't know what you mean.
So, okay. So did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes. Like maybe
okay.
8 to 9. I did it like every other month.
And then this is where we get into the frequency. How many times per year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, like 8 to 9.
8 to 9. Okay. Per year. Okay. And then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth, Ms. Foster?
8/27/74.
Okay. 8/27/1974. Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Do you know of any family or friends that were affected after using hair relaxers?
Not that you know of.
Okay. I will be sending you a text message after the call. So if anything does come up with a friend or family member that we can assist, you can give them our information. Okay.
I definitely will.
Okay. And then, what state did you use hair relaxer? Was that in Florida?
Yeah, Florida.
Okay. And then, when did you start using hair relaxer?
When did I start using it? Like in 2013.
Okay. So we'll put 2013. Do you remember if it was around like the fall, summer?
Well, it was March.
March? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it safe to say, like, the beginning of March or the end?
Yeah, the beginning. March the 10th.
Okay. We'll put March the 10th on there.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
In, like, June 2022.
June. Okay. Would that be, like, June 10th of 2022?
It was kind of like the middle. I'm going to say the 19th.
Okay. We'll put the 19th on here. June 19th of 2022. Okay. Excuse me. Did you were you, how often did you use the products? Was it weekly, monthly?
Actually monthly.
Monthly? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products? I know you said it was from 2013 until 2022. Was that
mm-hmm.
consecutive?
Yeah.
Okay, so monthly, you use the products monthly, and then you use the products from 13 to 2022 consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So about 9 years. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And if the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Walmart.
Walmart. Okay. Any other store? Or is it mainly Walmart?
It's mainly Walmart.
Okay. And if the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number. Do you have that information?
Well, it's more like their house. So really, no. I don't know. They probably moved.
Oh, it was someone's house?
Yeah, they have like a salon house. Yeah, something like that. You go to their house and they do your hair.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me write that in the notes.
Okay, yeah, it was like that. You know, people try to save money and do hair at home.
Okay, so I am writing down in the notes. And then also, was that in Florida?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Florida. Do you remember the phone number? I know it's been a while. You don't have like an old phone number we can include?
Yeah, no, I don't actually know where they at. Well, actually, she passed. One of the ladies that did my hair, she passed away.
Oh.
So, yeah, she was a hairstylist that I knew from childhood. So she's not here anymore.
Oh, sorry for your loss there. Let me write that in the notes so they're aware. And let me see. Okay. So let's see. Which brand name products have you used?
I still always use Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other products, or was it just Dark and Lovely?
Just Dark and Lovely.
Okay. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
I'm sorry,
Did your cancer, I know these questions, they're a bit redundant, but we always have to ask them. So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Did it start?
Yeah. So for example, you used the product for one, I know you used it for more than 1 year, but at least 1 year, right? And then your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product.
No.
Okay. So if you started using the product 3/10 of 2013,
mm-hmm.
and then ended 6/19 of 2022, you used it for 9 years, and the date of diagnosis was 7/19 of 2022. So the question is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just...
Oh, no problem. What type of treatment did you receive for the ovarian cancer stage 1?
perform. I know they did a hysterectomy and what else did they do?
Did you get a hysterectomy? Was it partial or?
Yeah, full. And what else they did? I'm trying to think what else I got treated for.
So was it a partial hysterectomy?
Yeah, it was a full, and it was injected chemotherapy and pain medications.
Oh, injected chemotherapy. And then injected chemotherapy. And what else did you say after that? Pain medication? Okay. Pain medication. Okay. And then what is your treatment date? We know that you were diagnosed, let me look at the date, 7/19 of 2022. When did you start treatment?
August.
Okay. August. Would it be safe to say like the beginning of August?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll put like August 5th of 2022. Is that correct?
I was just going to say the 5th and you put the
verb. Oh, okay. We're thinking alike here.
Yeah.
So as far as your treating doctor, I know we have the diagnosing doctor, but was that the same doctor who treated you, or did you see a different doctor for treatment?
Different doctor, Anna Paula, P-A-W.
P-A-W-L.
L-W-I-C-Z.
Okay, P-A-W-L-W, I.
C, Z as in zebra.
E as in elephant at the end?
No, Z as in zebra.
Yes, Z as in zebra, and then did you say E after?
No.
Oh, got it. Okay, so what's the, is that the last name or first name?
That's the last name. First name is Anna.
Anna, got it. Okay. Let me look her up really quickly.
Anna Pelosi, whatever.
Yeah, I heard an E after the Z. That's why I was like, is that an E? Okay, so I did find an Anna Polaska, MD. Let me click on this really quickly. Oncologist. I'm not looking. I'm not seeing where she's located. It might not be her. I don't know. Let me put Florida.
Is that Moffitt Cancer Center?
So the doctor who treated you was in Florida as well, correct?
Yeah, Moffitt Cancer Center.
Okay, let's see. It's not showing, it is showing up with her name, but it's not showing me the location. So I'm trying to find the location.
From Moffitt.org, you'll find it. That's all I have it. Moffitt.org, her name comes.
Moffitt. I am finding a Moffitt Cancer Center.
.org.
Okay. I guess it's like a LinkedIn profile. Let me.
Yeah, you'll find it in.
Yeah. So let me click on another one here.
Okay.
Let's see. Florida, Moffitt. This is a physician assistant. Let me see this one. Oh, this might be it here. Okay. Anna, Tampa, Florida? It says Tampa, Florida on here.
Yes, that's where it is, Tampa.
Okay. Let me put her information on here. And then her name, Anna. Just copying and pasting the information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then phone number, Muffet Cancer Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then phone number, I'm just looking for the phone number. Do you happen to have the phone number? It's not popping up on the actually, there's another number on here. I'll put this number.
Okay.
I had to click on another link, but we have a number now. Okay.
Okay,
perfect. So I have that information now. Oh, I guess, let me see. There's no address on here on the website. Do you happen to have the address? If not, I can keep looking.
Yeah, it's 12902. 12902. USF. Magnolia Drive.
Magnolia Drive.
Right. Tampa, okay. Florida.
Tampa, Florida. I'm looking it up to see if what.
3361.
Oh, here it is. Okay. One, I did find it online. Okay, perfect. Got it. Thank you. That was helpful.
You're welcome.
Okay. So now we have the name, the address, the phone number, and then let's see. Okay. Can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And let me input your first name. It is Tawanda. And then last name, Foster. Okay. And then do you have a middle initial?
R.
Okay. R.
Mm-hmm. Renee. R-E-N-A.
R-E-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
E as an elephant, N as a Nancy, A as an apple. And
yeah.
Then R, okay, R E N A, perfect. And then, in order for the law firm to do an identity verification and pull medical records, we're needing a social security, please.
I don't provide my social.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you don't feel comfortable giving your entire social just yet, we could at least obtain the last four.
Yeah, 9652.
9652. Okay. And then your email address, please. Can you spell it out, please?
Yes. F as in Frank, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E as in Eric, R as in Robert. T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, W, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, D as in David, A as in Apple, the number 1349
at Gmail. At gmail.com. Perfect. Got it. Foster Tawanda 1349 at gmail.com. Okay. And then let me see, the primary phone number 813-606-6285, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then that is a mobile, correct?
Yes.
Cell phone. Okay. And then contact preference. I do have to pick one, phone call, text, or email.
Email.
Okay. And then best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Okay. And then can I get your full address, please?
Yes, 6112 Cricket Hollow Drive, Riverview, Florida, 33578.
Did you say Cricket Hollow Drive?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Did you say Riverview, Florida?
Yes.
Okay. 6112 Cricket Hollow Drive, Riverview, Florida, 33578.
Yes.
Perfect. Is there a unit or apartment number?
No.
Okay. Do you have a copy of your medical records, Ms. Foster?
Yes.
Okay. And then if they do ask for you to provide them, would you be able to provide them by email or mail?
Mail.
Or I should say electronically. That's how it's worded on here. So electronically. Okay, I'll put electronically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me.
Okay. Can I get the first name?
Al.
Okay. Last name?
His last name?
Yes.
Smith?
Yeah, his last name? Al?
Smith.
Mm-hmm. Smith. Did you say Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. S-M-I-T-H, Al Smith. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then phone number?
813-813-606-6330.
Perfect.
813-606-6330. Mm-hmm.
Relationship?
Friend.
Okay. Perfect. So we have everything we need. I am going to review everything with you once more to make sure that there are no typos when we generate the DocuSign, okay? We're almost done. Thank you for your patience through it all. So let's go through this really quickly. Excuse me, just drinking a little water here. So you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You haven't signed anything for a law firm. And you've been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with cancer 7/19 of 2022. And you're a resident and citizen of the United States, date of birth 8/27/1974. You started using hair relaxer March 10th of 2013. And then you stopped using hair relaxer 6/19 of 2022. You used Dark and Lovely, the brand, and as far as your treatment, it was a full hysterectomy. And then you also had injected chemotherapy and pain medication. Treatment date 8/5 of 2022. And then the last four of your social, 9/6/52. First name Towanda, T-O-W-A-N-D-A. Middle name Rena, R-E-N-A. Last name Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have an email, fostertawanda1349@gmail.com. Phone number 813-606-6285. I have an address of 6112 Cricket Hollow Drive, Riverview, Florida. No apartment or no unit number. 33578 as the zip code. And does that all sound correct?
Yes.
Perfect. I will be sending you an email shortly. Let me go ahead and submit everything now.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me know when you do receive that, Ms. Towanda, and I'll be right here if you need any support through the signing.
Mm-hmm. I just got it.
Perfect. And then just to make sure, you know, as a heads up, make sure that your initials look like initials and not your signature. So your signature would be in the signature fields. And then your initials, obviously, just your initials. I know some people have signed under initials. So just as a heads up.
Okay. So you need, this thing doesn't write real good. So.
Oh, you mean like when you, yeah, because it's requiring you to use your finger.
So the initials. Okay, I'm just reading.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you need me? Or
no, I was reading, but it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to distract you while you're looking at the DocuSign. Let me know if you need me.
Okay. Okay, I'm done.
Perfect. Let me see if I received it on my end, and then I'll review it really quickly to make sure that everything looks correct.
Okay.
I have it here. Perfect. Signature. Perfect. Signature initials. Awesome. Signature initials. Awesome. You did a great job. Okay, perfect. So we're done with everything. Thank you again for your patience, Ms. Towanda. And thank you for sharing your story with me. I'm sorry that you're going through this, but I'm glad to hear that things are better for you. If you need anything, please feel free to call me. I will be sending you a text message with my direct line. And I will also be sending you a text message with the law firm's information. They usually will be in touch with you within the next 1 to 2 weeks. In case they don't call you within that time frame, you're more than welcome to give them a call and give them your information. They'll look up your case and give you status, okay? And then
thank
if
you.
For Yeah, if for whatever reason you're not able to contact them, you can contact me and then I'll transfer them for you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
I wish you the best, of course. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.